This is absolute nonsense, and it demonstrates to you that the government of America is on a mission to destroy our economic prospects. They are on a mission to damage whatever progress has been made in the recent past. The pretext that Zimbabwe or Mugabe poses an unusual and extraordinary threat to the government of America is absolute and complete hogwash. If anybody poses any threat to anybody, it's the government of America. They've imposed sanctions that have caused enormous damage to our economy, and that is a serious threat to the livelihoods of the ordinary people of Zimbabwe. And we've seen this kind of destruction taking place over a protracted period of time. And of course, we all know why they're imposing these sanctions. They would like the government of President Robert Mugabe to be overthrown from power. And we're saying that's not the way of doing things in the 21st century. The entitlement to remove people from power or to elect, you know, leaders to lead any country, especially in Zimbabwe, lies with the people of Zimbabwe. And so this notion, this idea that they can somehow overthrow a legitimately elected government is utterly unheard of. It is destructive. It is unhelpful, especially in circumstances where we are slowly and gradually moving towards renewing relations with the Western world. And I think this goes against that. It flies in the face of those efforts, and it just demonstrates that America is unrepentant in their desire really to destroy the welfare of the Zimbabwean people.
Now, the U.S. government maintains that not much has changed in terms of the democratic practices of the country. But it also maintains that these sanctions are very limited, and they maintain.
Come on. It's a tired, concoction of things. It's a narrative that is twisted. It's a convenient narrative for them. But we all know that that is simply not true. The fact of the matter is that Zidera precludes American citizens and even allies of the American government from doing business with the government of Zimbabwe. We all know that. Several senior world leaders have conceded that fact. We've had even certain American ambassadors conceding that fact. And Zidera is very clear. In any event, it precludes investment coming into Zimbabwe. The idea and the agenda being to destroy our economic prospects. What are they talking about? And they say nothing has changed. Who are they? Are they the godfather of the world? We have our own rules. We have our own constitutional principles that we abide by. We hold regular elections in Zimbabwe. Why do they want to take that paternalistic approach? Who are they? We're an independent country. We're a sovereign nation, and we have our own rules. We fought for self-determination and would like the American government to respect that.
Now, what do you think it will take on the part of ZANU-PF, on the part of President Mugabe directly, to help change the perspective that the United States continues to hold on Zimbabwe, despite what you're saying?
President Mugabe doesn't need to do anything. President Mugabe has insisted on the fact that these sanctions are illegal, they're unlawful, and Zimbabwe is a sovereign and independent country. And if there's anybody who needs change, really, it's the American government. The rest of the world is changing. They have discovered that, firstly, these sanctions have not worked in any event. They have not worked because President Mugabe has not budged. He has insisted that he will not compromise the empowerment policies, which, brought about these sanctions in any event. When we embarked on the land reform program, we also saw the punitive measures being imposed on Zimbabwe unlawfully, unjustifiably. But President Mugabe has not changed, and he's not going to change. If anybody needs to change, it is the American government. The entire Western world is in agreement that these sanctions have failed, and they are not serving any purpose at all. And that's why, if you've been following developments, the European Union a few weeks ago reached out to the government of Zimbabwe to say, we want really to normalize relations with you. $270 million agreement that we signed with between Zimbabwe and the European Union. So there's a general consensus that sanctions have not worked. And I understand now that the government of America really followed suit and considered that they've not worked. They are really just being paternalistic for nothing. We are not going to change. They need to understand that this is Robert Mugabe they're dealing with, a principled leader who will not move at all, especially if it's people who are trying to be paternalistic and impose views on how we should do things in Zimbabwe. We insist on the fact that we're an independent nation. We need that to be respected, especially by America.
You already mentioned the thawing of relations or the easing of relations between Zimbabwe and the European Union, which has started now engaging with Zimbabwe on normalizing relations. Does it really matter at this point that the U.S. maintains sanctions on Zimbabwe targeted as they are?
Well, let's stop this notion, this suggestion that these sanctions are targeted. They are not. I've already told you the data is very clear about the extent, the reach of these sanctions. They affect the entirety of the population. They affect our economic prospects, and they preclude organizations in America and elsewhere from doing business with Zimbabwe. So let's be clear about that before we even go anywhere. In respect of whether, the renewal of sanctions by the American government changes anything, well, of course, it changes a lot, because we were thinking that we're now moving towards the direction of normalizing relations, especially after the move by the European Union to do something to that effect. But it appears that they're unrepentant. It appears that they want to continue with their agenda of effecting a legal regime change in Zimbabwe. But we continue to say that these sanctions are unlawful, they are unjustified. We need them to go as soon as possible, completely, wholly, and without any condition attached to them.